His father was a flawed hero and close friend of George Washington. His mother was known as Divine. His half-brother is a Southern icon. And he, Henry Black Horse Harry Lee, is still, after 175 years, reviled by some. The Black Horse Harry part of his name was a kind of a pun on his father's name, Henry Light Horse Harry Lee. He was a war hero, not much good with money, actually landed in debtor's prison twice. His mother, the Divine Matilda, was a high-maintenance beauty who died young. And his half-brother was, of course, Robert E. Lee. So what did Henry Lee IV do to earn the Black Horse Harry epithet? Well, let me count the ways. He had inherited the beloved family home called Stratford from Mother Matilda, had married Anne McCarty. In 1817, they had a child who, well, she died when she was two after a mysterious accident. Anne was devastated and turned to morphine. Her young sister Elizabeth came to live with them, became Henry's ward, and, well, the story goes that Henry seduced Elizabeth, who may have become pregnant, but no record of a birth has ever been found, and he embezzled Elizabeth's fortune. Wife Anne left him, traveling to Tennessee to live with old friends, the future President Andrew Jackson and his wife. And with their help and friendship, she was able to cure herself of her addiction. In dire financial straits, Henry was forced to sell Stratford out of the family, and he followed his wife to Tennessee, hoping for a reconciliation. And there was a reconciliation while they were at the Jacksons. Now, here's a curious twist. It's how Black Horse Harry's life seems to mirror his father's in Black Horse Harry's ability to get up when fate frowned and knocked him down. Light Horse Harry, who, while in debtor's jail, wrote memoirs of the war in the Southern Department of the United States and later was asked by Congress to deliver Washington's eulogy, he became renowned, as did it, describing his old friend Washington as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Black Horse Harry's redemption was due in part to a close relationship to a man who became president, Andrew Jackson, and a talent like his father, Light Horse Harry, for writing. Son Harry's books included observations on the writings of Thomas Jefferson, and he served as a speechwriter for presidential candidate Andrew Jackson. And after his victory, he helped Jackson write his inaugural address. Like father, like son? Well, as in so much in life, yes and no. This is Thea Marshall.